the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's really what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people, I go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing out there in radio land? I see y'all in the chat. We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Who we got in the chat? Kawanda, Lauren, Jeff, Josh in the chat. Not really a city girl in the chat. Motor Elephant in the chat. Sylvia, I see you, Sylvia. Salute to everybody joining the show today. We got another
great conversation for everybody. I'm going to need y'all to tap in. Hey, call a friend, tell them Tory Lowe Show is on. And we've been talking about these Epstein files. We've been talking about these Epstein files, and I think we're closer to getting them released. I think that they're passing them through. And what I'm saying is we need to put this to bed, because when the shutdown was going, you didn't hear nothing about Epstein. Now that the government is going again, now you hear, now they ain't got nothing else to talk about but Jeffrey Epstein. And if you're not going to give the public what we want, which is the files, stop talking about it. I think that people are getting tired. I think that people are suspecting of all politicians in Washington, D.C. at this point. Everybody got their head on a swivel at this point with everybody. Unless you're a bot. Some of y'all bots, I don't know. Bots be trying to hit me up to get in the political argument, the bots. And I just laugh at the bots. The bots is so, if you're a bot right now, you just, God bless you. God bless you. All y'all bots out there, beep, 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 your brain just beep, 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 just bot it out. But for those that's really looking at the situation, I'm seeing political ping pong. Passing it back and forth. Jeffrey Epstein on one side doing this. Jeffrey Epstein on one side doing that. One side accusing the other side, and the other side, and ain't no paperwork coming out. They only pinching off the paperwork. We want the whole thing so we can make our own mind up. We don't want you to keep talking about it. We want to see. If y'all got the files, let the public is ready to see who been messing around with these babies. But we got an interview, and this is why I want to play this interview. Because y'all like Hakeem Jeffries. Y'all think he may be the next Obama. You know, y'all like that Hakeem Jeffries is out here talking. He one of y'all favorites for the donkey gang. Y'all that like them donkeys, Hee-Haw Clan. Y'all like the Hakeem Jeffries. But Hakeem Jeffries, he was on a show. And they asked him about the Democrat who was texting Jeffrey Epstein. And this is what, I'm going to let y'all hear what he had to say about it. Like, if it was Donald Trump or somebody on the elephant side, he would have been all over this. But since it was a Democrat on his side, listen to what he had to say if you're watching this rebroadcast live. I want y'all to see this. Because I got a comment on this. Let's listen.
I mean, I have not had a conversation with Stacey Plaskett to discuss this issue because we've been focused today on making sure that there was a decisive vote as it related to the Epstein files and the release. I'm thankful for the work of Representative Massey, of Ro Khanna, but most importantly, the survivors.
Do you plan to talk to her about it?
I think that we successfully defeated a resolution that lacked any basis, was uncredible, was not credible, and was being brought by an individual who was trying to weaponize this issue to reinvigorate his own failed gubernatorial campaign in South Carolina. It was rejected on a bipartisan basis on the floor today. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, I was just asking if you personally believe messaging with Jeffrey Epstein, who is at that point a registered sex offender, is appropriate for a member of the House Democratic Caucus.
That's the third time you've asked me this question, and I'm going to give you the same exact answer.
Not gonna answer
our
question.
Focus today is on making sure that the Jeffrey Epstein files were released. If you want to have a conversation with Stacey Plaskett about it, I'm sure she'd be willing to talk to you. It was an illegitimate effort to try to remove her from the House Committee on Intelligence, and that was defeated in a bipartisan way.
All right, I'm done. Word salad. Okay, Stacey Plaskett was texting Jeffrey Epstein, a known pedophile, Democrat. Now, that's a legitimate question. Everybody hollering about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm asking you about one of your constituents, Stacey Plaskett, right? We not talking about that. See what I'm saying? See, only if it works to their advantage. I wish they would have asked me about somebody I knew, because I probably would have been the one to put him in jail. I tell my friends, we good, we cool. But if you do something to innocent life,
I'm gonna have to jump from the free throw line with your whole body and slam you in the trash. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not that type of person. Don't come to me if you in some mess and you didn't harm somebody. I'm not the one to come to. I'm probably the one that's gonna come get you. So they don't want to have the accountability, and this is somebody that y'all like, Hakeem Jeffrey. See, y'all don't like Donald Trump. Some of y'all mad at Donald Trump, got high blood pressure. But y'all ain't talking about no Stacey Plaskett, who was a House representative of a Democrat on the Democrat side, texting Jeffrey Epstein, got the text messages. Y'all don't care about her. Y'all only got high blood pressure for Donald J. Trump. And I told y'all, I'm across the board. Anybody that have done anything that have affected innocent children, I don't care who you is. You got to go in the trash. Now, some of y'all will buy, and there's some families out here. Y'all loved one that went out and hurt somebody. Y'all talk about everything else, but then when it's your family member that's out here doing dirt, y'all trying to support the wrongdoing. And that's where you gotta unbot yourself from all of this. You gotta unbot your brain. They all have some type of connection on both sides to this man, to this Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to talk about this situation in Charlotte. Nearly 100 arrested in Charlotte by Border Patrol. The ICE agents are outside with the immigration crackdown. I want to talk about this. Stay locked in.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven, the truth, Tory Lowe show. Nearly 100 arrested by Border Patrol in Charlotte. They got the ICE agents moving around. They got the crackdown. I want to talk about this because there's something going on right here in the city. But let's head over to Charlotte and see what's going on. If you're watching this broadcast live.
This cell phone video captured the moment U.S. Border Patrol smashed Willie Acetuno's car window because he wouldn't open his door. Acetuno is a Honduran-born American citizen and was injured during his arrest. This is the second time in 10 minutes I was stopped, he says. He showed them identification and they left.
Brandy, they're in our yard.
Just blocks away, a resident spotted agents moving in on her landscaping crew as they were putting up Christmas lights. No arrests were made. Commander Gregory Bovino is leading the crackdown after spearheading Border Patrol efforts in Chicago and Los Angeles. In a social media post, he said many of those arrested had criminal and immigration histories. In total nationwide, the Department of Homeland Security says more than 500,000 people have been arrested and deported during these operations. The federal agency says its intent is to ensure Americans are safe and remove threats. Today was the second day of protests over the immigration crackdown in Charlotte.
It's terrifying to pretty much know that at any moment a federal agent can just come out and abuse you just because of the way you look.
Hey. This is something that when Donald Trump came in, he said he was going to get rid of a lot of those people that came through. But innocent people do get trapped up in the process. Hopefully they'll get this sorted out in a way where the people that are here righteously can continue to live. But this reminds me of Stop and Frisk. Like, we got a lawsuit on the Milwaukee Police Department right now from Stop and Frisk, where they was walking up to black people, shaking them down, you know, doing whatever they could. We had to put a lawsuit on the city of Milwaukee. This is what it reminds me of. But when you talk about open borders and allowing people to come here with no documentation, criminals and things like that, This was something that America overwhelmingly voted for off of Trump's agenda. Also, there was a protest right here in Milwaukee due to their building a new ICE facility. People were out there protesting. We got some video on this, people protesting the new ICE facility that they're trying to make right here in Milwaukee. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen. Are you trying to? Oh, you trying to still get it? But this is something that when you talk about the last administration and allowing a lot of these people, I'm not for people here being just walking through the border, just coming in. I'm not with that. But for those that are here righteously, I'm hoping that they can not get caught up in what's happening right now. And millions came through that border. So, hey, I'm not against people looking for a better life. I'm not against that. But you got to go through the process. And that's it. I've been like that before. I've been like that for a long time. I'm not for all that extra, because when I was in Minnesota, I had to deal with people coming to me that didn't have no rights, and people was getting raped, and I was trying to help, and they was like, I was trying to call the police, and they was like, don't call the police, because they here illegal. I'm like, what? How are you somewhere, and you don't got no rights? I never understood it. When I first was introduced to the idea of immigration when I was living out in Minnesota. So I figure, get the paperwork done. We got the protest of the new ICE facility right here in Milwaukee. They protest the agency. Let's listen.
ICE is not welcome in Milwaukee. ICE is not welcome in Wisconsin.
Today, dozens of protesters gathered outside the location of a planned immigration facility on Milwaukee's far northwest side. 12 News' Duke Carter spoke to people and city leaders who want to halt the project on Lake Park Drive, just east of I-41 near Bradley Road.
People picking with signs in hand Saturday in opposition of a federal immigration facility project in Milwaukee.
It's a system that is oppressive, and it is unfair to immigrants and families.
Denise West traveled from Madison to make sure her voice was heard.
When you ask why am I out here, I'm a Christian, and it is part of my Christian faith to stand up for neighbors. And I'm really excited to get together with other people of faith, of any faith or no faith.
About 100 plus people are out here voicing their opinions, their opposition about the ICE facility built here.
And we will not allow you to turn our city into a place of fear and repression.
Alderwoman Larissa Taylor says the building's owner reached out in early December asking for her support to modify the building with a Sallyport and chain-linked fence to transport prisoners to and from the facility.
We are about uniting people, we are about keeping families together, and we are about growing our district and growing our city.
Taylor says ICE is using a federal exemption allowing the agency to avoid city approval to modify the building to become a detention facility.
All right.
Hey, look, you're not going to stop the federal government agenda. You can't. You're not strong enough. And don't bump into them people. Don't bump into them agents. Because you may be, you're going to have some problems. And they can put you away for a minute for interfering, for obstruction. So I told my people to stay out of that mess. Because you're going to be out there and you're going to think you're going to have that high blood pressure. And then you're going to be trying to want somebody to bail you out. They is not playing. They got the judge. They done got some politicians for trying to, bump in and interfere with this. No, you don't. If you're going to be out there, be at least 20 feet away. You can express how you feel about anything. But for all that hard confrontation, like you finna confront these folks, they going to push their agenda. The city can't stop it. They going to have their facilities up. Because this is an agenda. This is what America, this is what they voted Donald Trump in. He wrote this all the way into the White House. This close the border, shut the border down situation. So, what you say? The Okay, hold on, Andrew. Okay, that's right. I want to talk about this situation. Thank you for reminding me, Andrew. Volunteers dismissed from their duties after confronting suspected ICE agent at a Milwaukee nonprofit. Now, when I tell you, when you step into these folks' lane, it's going to be bad. So I want to talk about this volunteer that got dismissed from the duties after confronting an ICE agent at a Milwaukee nonprofit. Let's listen.
Are you allowed on the property anymore?
I don't know. It's not a line I'm willing to cross.
After 2 years of volunteering at Milwaukee Urban Stables.
Being dismissed from your volunteer duties really means you don't have any business here.
Heather Asiyanbi says the nonprofit that combines the Milwaukee Police Department's mounted patrol horses. With a mental wellness program for at-risk youth and veterans, no longer wants her here.
We deal with kids who have various traumatic things or just kids in general shouldn't see things like that.
It's because the last time Heather was here, on October 29th, she says she found these masked law enforcement officers staging in the parking lot.
It was shocking.
And told them to leave.
This very well could be the staging for an ICE raid. And so I said to him, you can't be here. Like, we do learning and therapy here.
Heather says she didn't see Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE on any of their uniforms, but she did observe agents wearing these vests that say ERO. It stands for Enforcement and Removal Operations, which is an ICE agency. It remains unclear why this group of officers was staged here, but Heather says they left within minutes at her request. Hours later, Heather tells me she received this email from the nonprofit's leader, saying her volunteer service with Milwaukee Urban Stables has ended.
She just said things to the effect of, you had no right to do that.
I requested an on-camera interview with Milwaukee Urban Stables leadership team. They declined. Instead, a public relations firm sent me a statement that says this was a one-time incident and occurred without the knowledge or permission of Milwaukee Urban Stables. It goes on to say, while the volunteer has a right to express their thoughts, those should have been first brought directly to staff members.
How did that make you feel?
It's very hard to stun me into speechlessness, but I was very nearly at that point because how is it okay with you that this activity was taking place in this environment specifically?
All right.
Heather says she doesn't.
That's good. I heard enough. Get out. You know, like you can't deal with the federal government like that. You're not that strong. You're not going to stop these people from doing what they came to do. Like, I tell people, move out the way. Because if they get you, she just lucky she got fired from the volunteer situation. And that she didn't touch nobody or get into a situation where she could have been in jail. Don't engage. That's what I'm going to tell y'all. Don't engage in that. And that federal stuff is... it's tough to get out of. You got to get a federal lawyer, all of that. That stuff is crazy. You see what happened to the judge? They don't even talk about the judge no more. That I'm trying to wait to her situation, see what they do with her situation. If they can get the judge, what do you think they're going to do to you? And you ain't even got as much money as the judge. Leave that stuff alone. Hey, look, when we come back, we had a pop culture report. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One on one, seven, the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop culture report brought to you by Nas Spencer in studio. How you doing, Nas?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Hey,
it's been a minute.
Now, Nas is a reporter. You do a lot of reporting for 620 WTMJ.
Yes, sir.
And you in for the pop culture report on the Tory Lowe Show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, salute.
Absolutely, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to start this every week.
So hey, cool. Now, what's going on in these pop culture streets now? I've been waiting to say that all day.
Look, there's one I've been keeping my eyes on. There's a Chris Boyd for the New York Jets. He was out in the streets in New York the other day. He was with some young guys and started brawling. And I'm sitting here confused.
This is a former NFL player?
No, he's a current.
Current?
Current NFL what? Star. I mean, he got shot brutally. And I mean, he was in critical condition, you know, this past week. I think it was early this week or maybe last week then.
Oh, the guy from the Jets.
Yes.
Okay.
So he got shot. And then, you know, the video is now circulating online. And he was just fighting them, and obviously it's going to end up.
Okay, but what is it, a brawl, like an after club type brawl?
I don't got details on that, but it looked like something like that. It looked like they got into it over something. But I'm looking, and I'm like, man, why are you on the streets like that? You got a salary of over $1 million, you know?
Right. I mean? Yeah. Well, look at Antonio Brown.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. A whole different story. But yeah,
what I'm saying is, you know, he in trouble too. Yeah. He in trouble right now.
Right. Yeah. He's accused of murder and. I don't know. Chris Boyd, he looked like he just got into a fight and obviously ended up one type of way out in the streets in New York. But that's one thing I was keeping my eyes on. Base salary of $1.1 million.
Wow.
$330,000.
And he resorted back to being from the block.
I guess so. I mean, you would think
that he would be like, okay, I'm out here. I'm in the NFL, which is very few people make it all the way to the NFL.
Right.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go home. Let's go play the game.
You know what?
You know?
It's time to roll.
Yeah.
But instead, he making headlines, got shot. Maybe in jeopardy of losing his career.
I hope not, man. That would suck. That would be very sad to see because it kind of ties it back a little bit.
The Jets suck.
They suck, yeah.
Okay, so.
So he got an opportunity to play a little bit too.
But he's disposable though.
Yep. He got a 1-year contract. You know,
oh, now he's really disposable because he got shot.
Yeah,
he was already on a 1-year contract.
Yeah,
so that don't sound good for him.
See, there's a.
I hope he pulled through, but
yeah.
Why are you out here in these streets during these times? I tell people you got to be careful because a lot of people, even though they're arguing with you, they have difficulty living their lives. And you're an NFL player. At least you got money guaranteed. You're straight for at least a year, from what it looked like.
Yeah. $1.4 million that he has on his contract for this year. So I think he's in critical condition still at the hospital there, but I think it's Bellevue Hospital out there in New York. But hopefully he pulls through. That's one of the topics that, you know, I wanted to hit on.
And was they trying to rob him or was this something?
I think they just got into it over something.
Were they trying to snatch his chain? Was he out there did he look like he was a lick? Like, okay, we finna, you know, you walking around here with all this bling on, you know what I mean? I finna try to get you.
Yeah, I think it was around that type of thing. I feel like I wouldn't say that it was all that, but you know, I don't know all the specifics,
right.
But. You know, I'm sure that he was out there at some club and got into it, started yapping at somebody.
Play the video again as we broadcast live, Andrew. I seen that they, like, somebody got in the taxi cab or something.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody got in the taxi cab or something.
Was that his crew?
I have no idea.
Or was his crew the one that was swarming on?
It had to be. Somebody was fighting over something. Hopefully it wasn't.
Here we go. This is why I don't understand.
Yeah.
When you on the up and up, why would you go downhill?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I would think that, okay, well, I worked this hard to get somewhere. Why throw it all away?
Yeah.
We really don't know the circumstances, but.
It's just sad to see,
man. It's just sad to see. And this is why I tell people, this is why I don't hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to be off to the side when I hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta watch who you hang around these days.
You especially. Do. I mean, people are really looking at you like lunch right now.
Yeah, especially if you're in the NFL.
And look, let me tell you something. If you got money, like an NFL player, and they know all the chicks going to be flocking to you, you coming in and the lights out of your neck blinging, wearing that jewelry, and you know, I don't know if this was the case, but I'm wondering how did he take himself to a space where he was unprotected. Or he was around people that didn't take him to a space where he would be better protected due to what he do for his profession.
Yeah, so currently he still remains hospitalized. I think his teammates are starting to speak out about it a little bit. He played a little bit in Houston as well, so he probably used to a little bit of party life. You know, in Houston they get down a little bit. So they moved to New York, kind of the same thing, but maybe a little bit more.
They may not got no money, but these young cats got switches. That's what I'm saying. They trying to take.
Yep.
That's a bad combination. If you got something and you're around people that don't, you know, have it like that, many times you become a target.
Yeah, and you can't be walking around like that, especially when you got all that money lined up in all this career. He's 29 years old. He's not in his prime, really, per se, and for being a corner, but he's still in the NFL, and that shows that he can still play a little bit. So you got to be careful with stuff like that. So.
Okay, well, keep us up to date on this situation. Yeah. This is something that I tell the young people around me. When you work hard to get somewhere, and as soon as you get there, you got to know when to sit down. You got to know how to pick and choose how you go out to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. And the Jets head coach, Aaron Glenn, actually just said that he's in good spirits while recovering. So that's good to hear. He just said that about like around this hour. So, yeah, he's in good spirits. Hopefully he pulls through. But
okay,
maybe it's a lesson learned a little bit, you know.
Well, Nicki Minaj is making news right now. She spoke out at the UN against Christians being killed in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Speaking up for her own country, I think. And, you know, it's.
Is she from Nigeria?
I think she's from that. Like,
Trinidad or something like that. Where is that at?
Trinidad. I think it's in that area.
Nigeria?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I know she says she's. Her roots are from another, like around that. I think Trinidad or somewhere.
Yep. Yeah, she's from that area, and then I'm sure Nigeria is in that.
Yeah, Trinidad is in the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, Trinidad's over there.
Nowhere near Nigeria, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly. maybe her people are over there, but I'm not sure. But that's an interesting topic.
Yeah, she's not American, but she's over there hanging out, talking to the UN. A lot of people was like, she shouldn't be doing that because Trump was associated with it.
Yeah, and a lot of people not happy about that. But a lot of people are saying also, like, good for her. She's speaking out for her people like more people should be or something like that. But then you got other people saying, like, she's canceled for it. So,
well, they didn't cancel Glorilla and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for coming right here to Milwaukee.
That's true.
Popping it on stage, popping it in front of the voters.
Yeah, damn. They didn't cancel Snoop Dogg for going to rap at Trump's party or something like that. Or
Snoop
whatever.
Dogg got paid.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg got paid.
You know, Snoop Dogg about that money.
Yeah.
If you got a bag for Snoop, he coming.
Yep, every time.
And he said he was going to get anybody that went and did what he did.
Uh-huh.
He said anybody that performed for Trump, is all these names, and then he was the first one they called, and he bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay, hey.
He was happy to do it,
where the money? Must be the money. Hey, but we got some video of this, if you watch this, we broadcast live, of Nicki Minaj talking to the UN. Let's listen.
Well, thank you, Ambassador Waltz, for this invitation. It is an honor to stand on this stage with you and the other distinguished speakers here today to shine a spotlight on the deadly threat faced by thousands of Christians in Nigeria. I would like to thank President Trump for prioritizing this issue and for his leadership on the global stage and calling for urgent action to defend Christians in Nigeria, to combat extremism, and to bring a stop to violence against those who simply want to exercise their natural right to freedom of religion or belief. I stand here as a proud New Yorker with a deep sense of gratitude that we live in a country where we can freely and safely worship God, regardless of one's creed, background, or politics. No group should ever be persecuted for practicing their religion, like I recently stated on social media. And we don't have to share the same belief.
All right. All right. I liked, she read her script better than Cardi B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll better. Say that. Give her a ding. You know, yeah. She read her script.
She felt she you could feel like she meant it too. You know, she
better than what Cardi did when she came to Milwaukee.
Right. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That was a little rough, but.
But what I'm saying is, these celebrities are choosing sides.
Yeah.
You know, according to I don't know if she got a few dollars for it or not, but what I'm saying is. You see more celebrities taking, they position in these political arenas.
Yeah.
And if you doing it for Trump, you getting canceled. But if you popping it over here for Kamala Harris in front of the, out there, stay fair somewhere, it's all Gucci. I mean, I'm just trying to figure this out. Bots. It's bots everywhere.
Yeah, Nikki was doing it for, you know, I guess, I mean, I know Trinidad's nowhere near Nigeria, but it's still a good cause that she's kind of happy about. And, you know. I mean,
Oh, that's right. Papa Hun in the chat says, don't forget Trump let Wayne out and Nikki rides for Wayne.
That's so true.
Trump did.
Yeah.
Get Wayne out of that situation.
That's true. Got Kodak out, too.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that up, Papa in the chat. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
So that could be, you know, Trump could be on Young Money. Trump could be an honorary member of Young Money.
I love me some Wayne, so I can't really speak too much into it, but I love me some Wayne, man. That's the goat to me.
Well, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. We got Nas in studio.
Yo.
For the Pop Culture Report. Now, Nas, I wanted to talk to you about this because I'm wondering, are you feeling the love? I'm wondering, are you feeling this? I'm trying to get some information here because I seen a post where they said cuddling and or being loved can literally change your gene expression, activating repair genes, and turning off genes linked to chronic disease.
It's a bit... I don't know who's cuddling. Who's running these stats.
I don't know, but I need to cuddle today. I need to cuddle tonight.
Sound like it cleaned up a lot of stuff.
Hold on. If this can activate gene repair and turning off genes linked to chronic disease.
You might as well cuddle for life.
You might as well cuddle every time you get a chance.
You might as well cuddle however much you want. I mean, that's the...
How you getting your cuddles in, Nas? What's going on?
I gotta go get some in, man.
Man, I mean, I didn't know it was that powerful.
I ain't been on the wave, I guess.
This is what they saying about the study. Study is revealing that cuddling has a health.
Now, do you gotta have like a blanket on?
It proves the health.
You gotta have like a blanket on with it, or you just gotta cuddle?
Have somebody you like, I guess. I guess that you gotta like them.
You gotta like them. Like,
yeah, you know, you gotta have feelings for the person when they cuddling you, you know.
Right.
That's because it says cuddling or being loved.
What if I like cuddle with like my dog or something like that? Like we're on a couch.
I don't know if they. I mean, it could work. I don't know because they got. It's kind of therapeutic when you talk about animals.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It is therapeutic. Yeah. A lot of people say that having an animal is therapy as well.
Yeah, they got all these type of stats on animals. They should have added that one with it.
But no, I don't know if this is the kind of cuddling you're trying to do with the dog.
Maybe
your man's best friend type stuff.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if this is that.
Okay, a little bit different, yeah.
This might be a little different. Hey, Andrew, is it cuddling? They're saying that it has some health benefits.
You know I'm a big cuddler, Tori.
Yeah, so do you believe in cuddling?
Oh, I 100% believe in cuddling.
Okay.
What did you say today before we came on air? You talked about getting fed, and you talked about showing love.
With Rhea.
Yeah,
Rhea was talking about making sandwiches.
I love a good food and a little cuddle.
Yeah, a little cuddling. Food and cuddling. I said men are simple.
I like cuddling a movie. That's all I need.
Oh, a cuddling and chill.
Yeah. You don't need the Netflix stuff.
You don't even have to watch Netflix.
No, you just watch HBO. Watch some YouTube.
Cuddle. Watch your Packer game.
Watch some highlights from the game last night.
Listen to the Tory Lowe Show. I'll say this. Every day I'm seeing things... that simple things that are helping with improve health.
Right. Like cuddling, though.
Well, I got to get me a cuddle buddy.
I might have to, like, get a chart or something, see if it, like, helped me. Like, you know, maybe day by day, I'm going to go cuddle and then see if it worked. See if it make me energized and, like, healthier.
Look, let me tell you something. When I see these statistics, because a lot of times all you need is to eat the right herbs.
Right.
And have a little love in your life, and you can live long.
Yeah, eat some broccoli, and usually that's how.
But they don't tell you that when you go to the doctor and get the checkup.
Yeah, they don't tell you about cuddling.
They don't throw that in there.
Yeah, especially, they don't be doing that.
They're not trying to hurt your feelings.
No, let me tell you something. I gotta start scheduling in my schedule some cuddle time.
Oh, like an hour? Like an
something.
Hour, 2 hours?
Like? Something.
Does it have a limit? Like
no,
how much
it just
you gotta
says
it?
You just gotta be involved. You just gotta
30 minutes a day?
Yeah, you just gotta, have something like on a consistent routine, because if it's activating repair genes.
Wow.
That's powerful.
That is powerful. Wow.
They saying it activates repair genes and turn off genes linked to chronic disease. Most people die from chronic disease. They need a little bit more love in their life. They need a little bit more cuddling in their life. I didn't know it was that simple.
Man, maybe it'll keep those boys out from fighting Chris Boyd out in the streets. Maybe they need a little cuddle time with some girls or something like that.
I don't know.
No, you don't think so?
No, I'm just saying. This is just interesting.
So now I'm going to go to the doctor. He's going to say, you're overweight, you're stressed out, and you're lonely.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's trying not to hurt my feelings.
Well, I'm going to say this. I don't need a doctor to help me with this.
Need a love doctor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Look, okay, Tori, I'm going to run something by you real quick.
Go right ahead.
So Cam Newton had on Mario a few weeks ago on his podcast, okay? And they were going over singers and who can really sing and who can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your opinion on these because Mario can sing, okay?
Right. He had the verses.
Right. He had the verses. He can sing. Yeah. He can actually sing. You know what I'm saying? But it was some people he was kind of sketched out about, like, can Omarion sing? I'm gonna go name my name. You think Omarion can sing? Like singers?
Omarion? No.
No?
I'm just going by the verses.
Okay. Now
I gotta go by the verse, that last verses.
Okay.
Cause I really didn't know he couldn't sing.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
I knew he could dance, but
right.
Now, the vocals need work.
Bryson Tiller.
I think he can sing.
You think he can sing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it gets a little shaky here. Jacquees. You think Jacquees can
sing? I think he's very popular.
Yeah.
Due to his songs.
Yeah.
But live, he might sound like Fetty Wap.
I like that. I like that take. I like that take. Now, we go to The Weeknd.
I think he can sing.
He can sing. I think he can sing.
He sung at the Super Bowl.
I like the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about he sung at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said it sucked. I was like, oh,
no.
It
did kind of suck.
It was all right, yeah.
I didn't like the whole aesthetic.
Yeah, it was too much for me. It's too much of a weekend.
And it was too artsy, and it was too much to try to pack in
at
a live Super Bowl. Like, if he had a video, I think what was going on in his mind was the video.
That's true. Well, it was COVID at the time, so it had to be like some type of form of video. You know
right,
what I mean?
But what I'm saying is it's different between shooting a video where they can go edit it.
That's true.
And then doing it live at the Super Bowl and try to create it in a space where all the cameras is moving and things like that.
I get what you mean. Now, Usher.
I think Usher can sing.
Okay.
He did Vegas.
He did do Vegas.
You can't, if you do a Vegas, you can sing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Chris Brown.
I think Chris Brown can sing.
I've been to a Chris Brown concert. I went to Chris Brown's concert in August. He can sing.
Yeah, I believe Chris Brown can sing. Yeah. So I'm right on. I'm kind of got a streak going. I got.
Yeah. And finally, it was just Mario then. But that was the list. I think he was a little shaky on Bryson Tiller and Jacquees. He said he don't know if they can really. Well, he didn't say it. He was kind of trying to avoid it. But me, I'm thinking, I don't know if Jacquees can really sing like that, man.
Well, I think Jacquees got a hood vibe to him. And I think that he knows how to get in the studio.
Yeah.
I think some people like Nelly. Like, Nelly got Nelly's harmony, another, but if you listen to him live, you don't hear it.
Yeah, that's fair.
He was one of those people that was studio harmony.
Mm.
But if he get live, he got a yell and all of that stuff. So I like Nelly, though. But when you hear him live, his music is not exactly the same.
Right. Yeah, he's a little unsure about Omarion and Bryson Tiller and Jacquees. He believes Chris Brown, The Weeknd, Usher can sing them.
I believe they can sing too.
Yeah.
You know, I came up through church.
Right. Yeah. Like, they can sing, but they can't sing. That's what he
said. No, what I'm saying is, do you think T-Pain can sing?
Oh, yeah. I think without autotune, I've heard him sing.
Without autotune.
Without autotune.
I believe he started taking vocal classes.
Okay.
And I believe that he started to work on his craft.
Yeah.
Because people was teasing him about the auto-tune.
Yeah.
So I believe when he came back and did the Tiny Desk.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
He was trying to show, boom, I got it together now.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came on The Masked Singer.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's
on The Masked Singer. Yeah, yeah. So you can't do those shows unless you know how to sing. So
yeah. And then another one I think was Jason Derulo. I was seeing in the comments, Jason Derulo, can he sing?
I don't know.
I hear some remixes that he be trying to do. I don't know if he can really sing.
I don't know about these singers because sometimes the studio, now they got AI now. Yeah. Anybody can sing.
That's true. You can do a lot of things with the vocals now.
Especially. It's always been going on.
Yeah.
But I think now that with AI, anybody can make an album right now.
Tory Lowe, you can
make you can make an album right now in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
With AI.
Yeah, those my favorite on that list is Chris Brown, so I think he's the best singer on that list, but that's all I got for the pop culture.
Josh says Jacquees is a struggle singer.
That I'm telling you, every time he sings it sounds like it hurts. Oh, I don't know if I'm tripping, but I think I got somebody on my side.
But he got some joints.
He do, yeah. He got yeah. Like
we
you said.
Like him here in Milwaukee. He came to Milwaukee. Got something happened to him at the airport.
Oh, I know that.
Something went down at the airport. Yeah. But they like him here.
Yeah,
Jacquees.
Yeah, I mean, he got some hits. It's just when he can he sing. You know what I mean? Like the guys that we just mentioned. So,
all right. Well, thank you for the pop culture report, Nye.
Of course, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, look. When we come back, Truth Nation. We're going to open up the lines. I got a question for Truth Nation. Stay locked in.